Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Samuel 27, verses 1 through 7, the Bible says, "And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel, so shall I escape out of his hand." David arose, and he passed over with 600 men that were with him, and unto Achish, the son of Maoch, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought him no more again. And David said unto Achish, "If I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee?" Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and full months, 4 months. David had been anointed by Samuel as king, but David did not choose to kill Saul in order to take the throne. David said that when it was time, God would put him there. He was content with waiting on God's timing, but Saul got angry. Saul began to get jealous of David. And Saul began to hunt David like an animal. Saul had many near successful attempts on David's life, threw a javelin at him at 3 different times and many other situations. But God was preserving David's life, even though David did not enjoy waiting. David has the throne to look forward to, but he's got to endure Saul's anger. We're not talking about weeks and months. You have to realize this took place over 20 years. Samuel, the man of God, who anointed David and Saul, dies. And in one of Saul's rages, he tries again to kill David, and David once again could have killed Saul, but chooses not to. David gets tired. He's tired of running for his life. He's frustrated. He's had all that he wants to take. And David says, "That's it, I'm done." And he goes to the land of the Philistines in a city called Gath. By the way, that's where the giant was from. The Philistines scared Saul. They were his Achilles heel. He was afraid to do battle with them. David said, "I'm going to go somewhere where Saul won't come." And David literally takes 600 men and their families, probably over 2,000 people with him, and they join up with the Philistine army to fight with the enemy for 16 months. The day comes for the Philistines to do battle with Israel, and word goes up to the top that David is there, and they're afraid David will turn on them, and they actually asked David to leave after 16 months. David was a little disappointed. He was shocked. "King David, what are you thinking? I know you're disappointed in your hero, your leader, Saul. I know it's been difficult running for your life, but God anointed you king. God has many blessings awaiting you and your principles and your character for not killing Saul. And why have you joined the enemy who is worse than Saul? David, what are you doing? I see many Christians who want to criticize David, but we're just as guilty as he is. Christian, what enemy have you joined because you're tired and frustrated? Look at the music that you listen to. Look at what you run to in your entertainment. Look what you run to in your thought processes or on Facebook or social media or on your computer. When the pressure comes, look at the friends of the world and how you dress. What are you running to? Let me give you several thoughts. Number one, learn to be tired in the battle, but don't get tired of the battle. Ephesians 5:13, God tells us, having done all to stand. God didn't say you wouldn't get tired. God never promised there would never be any being tired in the battle, but let's not give up just because we're tired. Battling will make you tired, but don't stop battling. Learn to rest in the battle. Learn to rest alone. You know, work is going to make you tired, but you don't quit working because you're tired. Battle can cause pain, but just because you hurt doesn't mean you quit. So God wants us to keep going on in the battle and not be tired of the battle, but be tired in the battle. Number two, one hit from the enemy does not mean defeat. You know, you can't expect to get in a scrap and not get hurt. Just because you take a good shot doesn't mean that you're supposed to quit. Just because you have some damage and some fear doesn't mean the enemy wins. God told David he would be king. Why did he give up on God? You know, it amazes me how many times we'll take a shot from the devil and Christians want to go pout and whine and complain and give up on God. You know, we need to learn just because we get hit from the enemy does not mean God hates us. It's part of the battle. You can't expect to go in without and come back out with no damage. You're not going to go in and just annihilate. And you've got to stay focused on God no matter how bad it hurts. Number three, don't lose sight of God's plan in spite of the battle. David was looking at Saul, not the throne. David got tired of running for his life, and it would have been easier for him just to kill Saul. But he wanted to obey God. The problem is, he started focusing on Saul and not the throne. He started focusing on the problems and not the problem solver. And David began focusing on his problems instead of what God wanted. We get down in our Christian life when we focus on how things are affecting us and not how they affect God. You know, being tired often makes it easy to become selfish. We only see what we want to bring us comfort. Seems like the more tired people get, the more selfish they are. Frustration often makes us look at our problem instead of God's will. The hardest thing about the Christian life is staying focused on eternity. We only see today. We only see what's going to happen today. But God sees what eternity is all about. You know, I was not sure exactly what all God wanted when we started building a building. And for 2 years, I fought God. But when we finally gave in, look what God has done. Let's not be like David. Let's not join up with the wrong army because we're fatigued or frustrated. Let's not be foolish because of that. Let's learn from the mistakes of David. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today. Evermore.
tell and sing the news.